Viktor Yushchenko was sworn in as Ukraine's new president this morning, ending weeks of political turmoil. Yushchenko's final victory was only confirmed by Ukraine's Supreme Court on Thursday. The bitter struggle for the presidency culminated in the Orange Revolution, mass demonstrations in the streets of the capital, Kiev, to protest a flawed election back in November. Today is a day of celebration for Yushchenko and his supporters, and then the hard work begins, reuniting a country split by the political conflict, rebuilding relations with Russia, which supported Yushchenko's opponent, and forging links to Western Europe. Joining us now from Kiev is reporter Alex Klymenov. Alex, after the long struggle, do you get a sense of victory in Kiev today?
Well, certainly in Kiev, because about 80% of people living in Kiev voted Yushchenko, and Kiev is celebrating all the way. Everybody's wearing orange strings and orange banners. Kiev's Independence Square is decorated with orange tissue. But that is, of course, not the feeling in eastern and southern Ukrainian provinces that voted for Yushchenko's rival, Viktor Yanukovych.
And what's going on in those provinces in the east, the ones that supported his opponent?
Several protests in some of the eastern and southern cities started when the Ukraine Supreme Court dismissed Yanukovych's final appeal. People were starting to set up tent camps there, and they were protesting in huge rallies, saying they would never accept Yushchenko as president. Then Yanukovych spoke in front of one of those rallies in Donetsk, and he asked everyone to calm down and remove the tent camps from city squares and sort of get back to normal life. But then he said, this orange nightmare won't last long, and we will revenge for this later.
The outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Kiev this morning. He met with Yushchenko. Did he have anything to say?
Well, Powell met with both Yushchenko and now the former president, Leonid Kuchma. Powell first met with Kuchma and praised him for succeeding to sort of keep everything in peace during the crisis. And then he met with Yushchenko, and he said the United States would happily help Ukraine to develop into a greater democracy.
Now, is the reunification of the country the new president's most important domestic task?
Well, I don't think we should be speaking about the split along the east-west lines here. The real split in Ukraine is between the past and the future. People who are choosing to move Ukraine forward and people who are choosing to stay in what they still remember as the Soviet Union. And today Yushchenko, addressing hundreds of thousands of people in Independence Square, said the future has won over the past in Ukraine.
He goes to Moscow tomorrow. So he'll be talking with the Russians, and is that to reassure the Russian speakers as well as to restore relations with the Russian government, Ukraine's former political masters?
Well, there is this whole story of Russia's involvement in the Ukrainian crisis. Russia was openly supporting Yushchenko's rival, Viktor Yanukovych, throughout the campaign, and President Putin made several trips to Kiev to support Yanukovych. The Russian media were covering the Ukrainian election as one entire blatant lie, and it was certainly a huge embarrassment to the Russian media and partly to President Vladimir Putin. But Viktor Yushchenko said, we want to build strong relations with Russia because Russia is a very important partner, and I promise, he said several weeks ago, that my first international trip will be to Moscow. Now, Yushchenko has already planned several European trips for this coming week. He will be in Strasbourg talking to the Council of Europe, then he'll be in Brussels speaking in front of the European Parliament. He'll be in Poland, in Auschwitz, where his dad was once prisoner during the World War II. And then he'll be in Davos for the World Economic Forum. Of course, he only had one day before those trips to go to Moscow, and that's Monday. And his allies were pushing for the trip, and now this trip is very likely to happen tomorrow.
Reporter Alex Klymenov in Kiev, Ukraine. Thanks very much, Alex.
Thanks, Leanne.